The Founders Trading Post is seeking a part-time store manager. All that's required is a love of the store and, of course, my books, an internet connection and some sales experience, and you can work from home. To apply, contact Maggie O'Connell at sales@mikechurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets all made with love in southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump announces he will run to retake the White House in 2024. Russian missiles cross into NATO member Poland, killing two. The Mormon Church comes out in support of a federal law that recognizes same-sex marriages. And divers from a documentary crew looking for the wreckage of a World War II aircraft off the coast of Florida find a section of the Space Shuttle Challenger. President Donald Trump ended months of speculation and launched his bid to retake the White House in 2024 yesterday in an attempt to clear the GOP primary field ahead of a potential rematch against Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. Trump told hundreds of cheering supporters who gathered in the ornate ballroom of his Mar-a-Lago resort for the official announcement. In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for the President of the United States. Moments before his remarks, the 45th president filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission confirming his candidacy. I will ensure that Joe Biden does not receive four more years. He later added, "Our country could not take that. And I say that not in laughter, I say that in tears. Our country could not take four more years. They can only take so much." Since Trump left office, polls have indicated his standing among Republicans has declined, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis seen as another top contender for the nomination. Russian missiles cross into NATO member Poland, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Russian missiles flew over NATO territory and killed two people in Poland on Tuesday, a senior U.S. intelligence official told the Associated Press. The Polish government has not immediately confirmed the report, but one spokesman, Piotr Moller, told the publication that top leaders were holding an emergency meeting over the crisis situation. Two people were reportedly killed after a projectile struck an area where grain was drying in the village of Przdow near the Ukrainian border. A NATO official told Fox News that it is looking into these reports and closely coordinating with our ally Poland. The longer that Russia's invasion of Ukraine goes on, the more it seems that NATO is not going to pick one long-term strategy to deal with Russia. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
In an unexpected move, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gave its support Tuesday to a proposed federal law that would recognize all legal marriages and codify marriages between same-sex couples. The nearly 17 million member Utah-based faith said in a statement that church doctrine would continue to consider same-sex relationship to be against God's commandments. Yet, it said it would support rights for same-sex couples as long as they didn't infringe upon religious groups' rights to believe as they choose. We believe this approach is the way forward as we work together to preserve the principles and practices of religious freedom together with the rights of LGBTQ individuals. Much can be accomplished to heal relationships and foster greater understanding, the church said in a statement posted on its website. Our quote of the day, "We must pray without tiring, for the salvation of mankind does not depend upon material success, nor on sciences that cloud the intellect. Neither does it depend on arms and human industries, but on Jesus alone." St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. And coming up, one of the greatest mystics of the 13th century. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey! What if I told you that you could shop for all the world's finest small-batch, hand-roasted coffees all in one place? Yeah, well, I can't tell you that. But I can tell you where you can get three of them, My Founders Trade and Post store. We carry 6 styles of Abbey Roast from the brothers at Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery, Twin Pikes featuring Café Saint-Louis, and of course our very own Crusade Channel Capuchin Dark Roast. Diversity being that spice of life we hear smarmy libs talking about. All of our gourmet coffees come in ground and whole bean, so you can just measure and brew or grind them up yourself. Talk about diversity! From the manly, dark espresso roast from the Abbey to the subtle bean blend of Café Saint-Louis, we have the coffees to make your palate do the Macarena. Look, you're gonna buy coffee anyway, so why not support 4 worthy missions and buy from us? And then tell your friends to do the same. Don't cost nothing. Here's what you do. Go to shop.mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone by calling 844-527-8723. That's shop.mikechurch.com/coffee.
Our saint of the day is Saint Gertrude the Great. Gertrude was a Benedictine nun in Helfte, Saxony, who was one of the great mystics of the 13th century. Together with her friend and teacher, Saint Mechtild, she practiced a spirituality called nuptial mysticism. That is, she came to see herself as the bride of Christ. Her spiritual life was a deeply personal union with Jesus and his Sacred Heart, leading her into the very life of the Trinity. Gertrude lived in the rhythm of the liturgy, where she found Christ. In the liturgy and in scripture, she found the themes and images to enrich and express her piety. There was no clash between her personal prayer life and the liturgy, and her liturgical feast is today, November 16th. Divers from a documentary crew looking for the wreckage of a World War II aircraft off the coast of Florida found a 20-foot section of the space shuttle Challenger, which exploded and broke apart shortly after its launch in 1986, NASA said. The divers contacted NASA after spotting a large, clearly modern object mostly covered in sand at the bottom of the ocean and bearing the shuttle's distinctive tiles, the space agency said in a written statement. This discovery gives us an opportunity to pause once again to uplift the legacies of the 7 pioneers we lost and to reflect on how this tragedy changed us, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said in the statement. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.